England and John Ford Coley will never have to say goodbye again. This is The Morning Wake, 93.1 and AM 1600, playing the music that you grew up with. Joining us here in the studio, we have Noreen Johnson, who is the executive director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center. Are you ready for our national days?
I am.
All right. Okay, here we go. Get our music going. All right. It's Scribble Day.
Scribbled. Nice.
That's the way my handwriting looks. Scribbled.
That's the way this paper right in front of me looks.
It's also Medical Science Liaison Day today. Huh. I guess somebody's got to be the go-between. Spanish paella?
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 I'm thinking that's probably the way it's pronounced, because that's what I thought it was when I saw it. It's like, it's must.
It's food, I think.
Yeah, I think it's paella. And it's also National Joe Day today.
Okay.
I guess that celebrates the average Joe, maybe.
Oh, average Joe, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So it's like, we all can't be extraordinary, but even average Joes have something special about them.
I agree.
Including their own day. So there you go.
Perfect.
All right. So what's happening?
Well, I thought I would, first of all, let people know the newsletter is online for April. It's not here yet, but on April 14th, we'll have our April luncheon, and it's $8. We're having beef tenderloins over either pasta or mashed potatoes. It's catered from Webster's, and the Salvation Army is offsetting part of the price, so it's a little bit lower than it's been. So, and then Stacey Hennessy from Century 21 will be speaking on, I can't remember the exact title, but it's how seniors can protect themselves when selling their houses. So that's something just coming up. But I thought I would go through the exercise classes that we have now, because they've kind of changed. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:05 and 9 a.m. we have water aerobics. It's $1 a person per session, same as it's always been. Tuesday mornings at 9:15. Over at the Senior Center, we have Tone and Stretch. So it's stretching, and they use exercise bands and balls and lightweight dumbbells and such. So if you're interested in that, tomorrow at Tuesday at 10:30 will be the last yoga class with Lotus Root yoga at the center until the summertime. So if you're interested in that with Tracy, it's at 10:30, and that's just by a donation. Then on Thursday, we have BEFS Senior Fitness. So in March, I put it under Exercise with Tom because I didn't know. So we renamed it Balance, Endurance, Flexibility, and Strength. And that is this Thursday, and then through April it'll be Tuesday and Thursday at 10:30. And that is a little bit different of a workout than Tone and Stretch. So you do use the weights a little bit, but it's more standing and stretching, maybe a little bit of Tai Chi-esque, yoga-esque at parts. It gets my heart rate up in times, and it stretches, and I'm a little bit sore afterwards, but I've done it. So
that means you did it right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And then this Wednesday at 1:30, we will have our cardio drumming. Okay. So cardio drumming is where we take yoga balls and either put them on a chair or a laundry basket, and with your hands or with drumsticks, which we have sets of drumsticks up there, you just beat on the drum at varying tempos. It's set to music. It's a lot of fun. So Barb Stracy kind of leads that, and if you have no rhythm or don't want to beat to the beat of the music, just come and drum along. It's a great workout. My Fitbit tells me that I have done an aerobic workout when I do that. So also on Thursdays at 11:30, we have a plastic shuffleboard that we put down on the ground and people play. So at 11:30 in the morning on Thursdays, it's open. We've had a couple people come in. And if you ever come and there's no activities going on or activities going on that it wouldn't bother, we can lay it out for you and you can play it pretty much any time. So those are things that are available.
Okay. Anything else? Anything for Easter? Are you closed on the Friday before?
We are closed on Good Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
So that would be the 7th, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
April 7th.
Okay. So, oh, yeah, I do have one more thing. On April 6th, we'll have a nurse practitioner come in, and I can't remember what time, but she will be available to meet with people with their meds. So if you're taking a whole bunch of medications and you don't know exactly what they are or why you take them or how they affect each other, she will be available to go through that with you. It'll be drop-in, and I will get the time for you.
All right. Noreen, thank you for visiting with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be here.
Time. That is Noreen Johnson, the Executive Director of the Ripon Senior Activities Center, joining us this morning on The Morning Wake.